When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Amerant Bank Arena, proceeds benefit the Panthers Foundation, goes to a great cause, 6 o'clock, FloridaPanthers.com for all your ticket information there, only $20, and again, goes to a great cause, goes to the Panthers Foundation, so you want to jump in, check that out, coming up the night before the opener, and only one preseason game to go. The Panthers and the LA Kings will play coming up Saturday night in Quebec City. We won't have that one for you, but we will, of course, have you covered once things get going and the points start to count for real coming up on Tuesday. Before I bring in Billy here, what's coming up in the next 2 hours? Next segment, we can't have a preview show for anything without Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press stopping by. He's going to join us coming up in segment number two. Before the bottom, or before the end of the 6 p.m. hour, I should say, we will hear from a couple of the Panthers, some sound bites from Aaron Ekblad, from Gus Forsling, from Paul Maurice as well, speaking after the Panthers 2-1 preseason victory in Tampa last night. So we'll have some thoughts from them coming up again just shortly before the 7 o'clock hour. We will tee up hour number two with a conversation that I had with Panthers forward Anton Lundell, who, by the way, 23 years old today. That young man has accomplished a lot in his hockey career for being just 23. So we will check in with Anton coming up around 7 o'clock Eastern time. Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, he'll be stopping by around 7:20 Eastern. And then I know something you all will be waiting for. Billy and I are going to throw out some predictions coming up later on in the program, later on in our two-hour block. But now we got to welcome in Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. Billy, it's been just about just shy of 3 months and 2 weeks since Game 7, I believe. But who's counting when you're coming off winning a Stanley Cup? I would imagine, or coming off any great finish to a season, you're ready to dive right in head first. And that's the feeling you get from this Panthers team. As a player, where are they right now in terms of wanting to get through this last preseason game and get things going for real coming up on Tuesday?
Yeah, you're excited to get your team together. Take some time. You go through the training camp. You have all the parties. You got to be able to say, that's in the past. Everything new. We earned the Stanley Cup. This is a new year. This is a new chapter. Where do we begin? Training camp is the hardest part of it. Just going through that, the grind, getting the legs back underneath you, getting focused, and all of a sudden that regular season hits. And I firmly believe, like with many teams, you're a well-oiled machine. All the systems are in place. It's very new. It just feels like you just stepped off the ice. I know what that experience feels like. Expect this team to hit the ground running. And a lot of teams that win Stanley Cups get off to hot starts. I would expect it from this Panther group. If there is some doldrums or down days, you could maybe look past Thanksgiving that might be happening. But they are the bursting at the seams again. The excitement's there. They had the good summer. Paul Maurice makes sure these players are focused. They're on task. It's a hard training camp. Let's get this thing going. Let's try and defend the title.
And I know there's been a lot of conversation about some of the players who've moved on for different reasons. Some guys were able to just parlay their success with the Panthers into bigger paydays elsewhere. And that can be something that happens when you have a team that achieves a lot of success in a salary cap league. Sometimes guys wind up getting other opportunities elsewhere. And of course, when a team wins a Stanley Cup, obviously, players like Ryan Lomberg, like Kevin Stenlund, Brandon Montour, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, even though he was only here for one season, those players are going to be remembered here forever because they were part of a Stanley Cup winner, and they're etched in Panthers lore and in South Florida sports lore. So obviously, some key players moving out. I know that's something that has been, when you look at some of the national talking heads and people like that, that's been a lot of the conversation and a lot of the direction that they seem to want to steer the conversation regarding the Panthers. But Billy, I want to focus here on the guys that are here. And I think a lot of handiwork and a lot of good business was done once again in the offseason by Bill Zito, the GM, and his team, because like I said, you're going to lose a lot of key guys. Anytime you have a lot of success in a salary cap league, guys are going to get bigger opportunities elsewhere. But the Panthers were able to shore up a lot of those spots. They were able to bring in a lot of depth. And if we just run down the list here, and later on in the show, we're going to talk about maybe who the surprise players could be, who the breakout players could be from this team. But Billy, whether it be Jesper Boqvist, a forward, his brother Adam, a defenseman, whether it be somebody in-house who could get a bigger opportunity, like an Uwe Spolinskis, for example, a veteran guy like Nate Schmidt coming in, a guy like A.J. Greer, Tomasz Nosek, even though he was banged up in the preseason, looking forward to seeing him throw on the Panthers uniform at some point. Bill Zito brought in a great combination of experience, guys looking for maybe increased responsibility here with the Panthers, and a lot of guys who've been parts of good teams before. Like I said, Billy, I think a lot of the conversation from the national folks has been who's not going to be there, but I think here in the world of the Florida Panthers, once again, the conversation can revolve around who's here, because Bill Zito, once again, shored up this lineup with a lot of talent.
I would agree with you. And the one thing that Bill Zito does when he goes out and signs players, you have to be vetted first. You're not just going out and signing a player that has some skill and you're going to bring into your team. He looks into this player. Is he going to be able to fit into our locker room? That's thing number one. How does he fit into our locker room? Can he grasp our systems? Can he get dialed into our systems, veteran guys? If we put him in the right positions, do they have a chance to really grow? You take a look at Adam Boqvist, even a defenseman like Thomas Bjornfort, that could take greater strides if you put him in the right places at the right times. They're going to get extra opportunities, and Bill Zito's been a genius at this. If you look back at what he's done with Gustav Forsling, Carter Verhaeghe, Josh Mahura, when he played all the 82 games and all the games in the playoffs all the way to the Stanley Cup, he has found players that not only fit the Panther mold, but have some skill, are still young, and if given the right opportunity, can really have a chance to take another step. This is why it's really intriguing. The outside media can say whatever they want, but in-house, Bill Zito and Paul Maurice, and all the staff and the scouts, they got a lot better handle on this than everyone on the outside might be looking into. Bill Zito should have been the GM of the year last year. Not sure how he did not get that vote. But if things go the Panthers' way again this year, and you see production from an Adam Boqvist or a Jesper Boqvist or a Thomas Bjornfort or Nate Schmidt really drives in there and logs up in that 5-6 hole, there's no way that he – you're going to be able to short sell him again. But he finds players that fit the locker room, fit the mold, and are going to be able to really grasp into what Paul Maurice is selling.
Yeah, the Panthers, I think the big thing you can look at is continuity. And I think, like I said, there are some people out there talking about what's not here. But I think what is here, the continuity, you don't usually get continuity like this coming off winning a championship. In any sport, you don't really get this kind of continuity. The eight leading scorers, 8 of the top 9 forwards are back. 3 of the top 4 defensemen are back. Sergei Bobrovsky is still going to handle the lion's share of the starts in net. Paul Maurice is still the coach. And by the way, I think Bill Zito could have 2 or 3 GM of the Year awards by now. Yeah. It's still beyond me how he hasn't gotten one. So I get, again, you look at all the different factors at play here. This team has a lot of what made it successful last year still intact. It has a great culture, and we are going to break it all down over the course of the 2 hours here. You can tweet us at Doug Plagans, at Lindsey B. Hockey here as we go through the 2 hours, the preseason special. We have exciting guests coming up, lots to get to. But, Billy, off the ice, I know all the folks out there wondering, what were some of the things you did to keep yourself occupied during the short summer? I know it's a good problem to have. There are 30 other teams that would have loved to have had a summer as short as the one that the Panthers and the Oilers had, even though the Oilers probably didn't have as fun a summer as the Panthers did. But there are 30 other teams that would love to have a summer that short. It seems like got out of town a couple of times, and then it was time to start ramping up for the season once again. How was the time off for you there, Billy?
It was nice. It was relaxation. Did not leave Florida. I got a place down in the Keys. Spent some time as much as I could down in the Keys. It's just relaxation for me to get away from it. The first month I was just kind of floating on cloud nine, just like kind of everyone else, just kind of soaking it in. Going around South Florida, the parade, and then kind of once all that wears off, what do you do? I just had a chance to really spend some nice time down the Keys. I get on my paddleboard, do whatever, get out there. Finally caught a tarpon, which was a big goal of mine.
That was a long quest for you.
That was a long quest. Got into a big school of them and had three or four on for a while, and finally was able to bring in about a 20-25 pound, not a huge one, but it was big enough off my paddleboard, and did a lot of backshore fishing and just looking at the sunrise and the sunsets and just killing some time and getting away. Actually, for me myself, after all the party was over, and the month of August is, I just shut everything down, social media, hockey talk. I keep up with the basics, but that was about it. I needed 1 month just to kind of let it all go and to get to this point where we can reset. And just kind of September start crawling back into it. So I had a really good summer. It was nice. It was short. Did some things, traveled around the state of Florida, but the highlight of it for me was just getting away in that month of August and just kind of hockey detox, I would call it. I did it as a player. I'll do it as a broadcaster, and I'm sure the players are the same way, and you get that excitement back. Now that we're here in the preseason, October, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it's all about turning the page, and that's basically what's going to happen when that beautiful new piece of decor goes into the rafters at Amerant Bank Arena coming up on Tuesday night. Again, 7 o'clock puck drop, Panthers-Bruins pregame banner-raising ceremony, and the night before that, the ring ceremony. But a good chance for the Panthers, I think, to, along with the fans, and we hope to see as many of you out there as possible coming up for the ring ceremony Monday and for the banner-raising ceremony and the season opener on Tuesday. Hope to see so many of you out there, but I think it's a great chance for the Panthers to celebrate the Stanley Cup championship with you, the fans, one last time, really, before they get this title defense going. And that's going to get going come 7 o'clock on Tuesday. The Panthers will play one home game, and then it's off to the road for four straight and right into the rigors and the grind of the National Hockey League schedule from that point moving forward. Maybe we'll save it for the podcast, but Billy, did you have any more run-ins with sharks on your paddleboard?
No sharks. Nothing major. It was all good backcountry fishing. No shark sightings this summer, which was nice.
They left you alone. That's good. They left you alone. That's a good step in the right direction. Doug Plagans here with you. Billy Lindsey, my broadcast partner as well, and Danny Garcia making sure that the ship is steering in the right direction, which that's something that we oftentimes need assistance with. So, Danny, thank you very much in advance for any navigating that you might have to do over there. Coming up in just a few moments, one of our favorites and a tradition on the preview shows, whether it be the season preview show, the playoff preview show, any other kind of preview show. Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press, he is going to stop by coming up next. After that, we've got some sound coming your way from a couple of the Panthers, as well as Paul Maurice. We'll hear a long conversation I had with Anton Lundell later on. Jamison Oliver will stop by. We've got predictions from Billy and I as we're going to talk about things like Who do we see as the Panthers leader in goals, in points? Who's going to be the breakout or surprise Panther this season? Who are going to be the playoff teams across the National Hockey League? So you can write it all down. And then when we're wrong in about 6 months, you can throw it back in our face on social media or whatever you want to do. Or maybe we'll be right. Maybe we'll nail them all. And we'll just be able to give ourselves a good old-fashioned pat on the back. We're going to step aside. We're going to come back. Tim Reynolds will be with us on the other side. I'm Doug Plagans with Billy Lindsay and Danny Garcia steering the ship. This is the Florida Panthers preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews. The Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep. The ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews. And the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time for more Panthers preview on the home of the Panthers. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome you back here on the annual 560 Sports WQAM Florida Panthers season preview special, spectacular extravaganza blowout, getting you set for the start of the season. On Tuesday, there will be a banner-raising ceremony prior to Panthers-Bruins. 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, there will be a ring ceremony the night before. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay here with you. Danny Garcia steering the ship, and now we are joined by one of the great associates with which I get to associate with by association from the Associated Press. He is my friend and yours. You can find him on Twitter at @ByTimReynolds. Tim Reynolds, kind enough to stop by. Tim, how are you, sir? We know we can't start a season without you jumping in on the preview show.
And once again, after the intro, we're out of time and we have to go to break. But thank you, Dougie. I appreciate you guys. Billy, good talking to you. We'll see you guys. I'm good.
Well, it's great to talk to you. So we always have to make sure we give you the proper intro. Tim, does it feel different coming into this Panthers season at all from your perspective, covering this team as a defending champion rather than a team that is an aspiring champion like they may have been 1 year ago at this time?
Yes, very much so. Not in the sense that people might think, but it's no longer a question of if. Like, the if was answered forever on June 24th. Can this team win a championship? Well, yeah, now we know. The answer, apologies if you were DVRing it, the answer was yes, that they can win a championship. Okay. And that obviously changes everything. And I think the smartest thing that Paul Maurice has done over the last, I don't even want to say the last 3 weeks of camp. I think this process started probably 5-6 weeks ago is they're not defending anything. We're going to call them the defending Stanley Cup champions. But this isn't, you know, this isn't the World Boxing Association. This isn't the WWE. When you lose the belt. Like, what happened last year happened. It's done. It's not about defending the cup. It's about doing it again. And I think that's a really, it's a subtle but a very important shift. So for me, yes, covering the team, it is different because you don't have to ask the questions you've been asking around here for the last 3 or 4 years. Is this group good enough? Now the questions are, where does the motivation come from? How does this team get better? And how do you prepare yourself truly for everybody's best shot every night? Teams, they get up to play the Panthers. They get up to play a team that won the President's Trophy 2 years ago. They get up to play Matthew Tkachuk and come to this arena where there's incredible home ice advantage now, but it's different because now there's that banner and it just changes everything. And I'm going to be really curious the first 5-10 games of this season, how the Panthers truly adjust to what life is like, particularly with so many road games early, what life is like when you walk in there as the champ, because teams are going to look at you as the defending champion, whether you look at yourself that way or not.
That's very true. Everyone's going to be coming after the Panthers too, Tim. And if you look back to game 7, what does that mean? Those 3 hours on June 24th that they were able to win that Stanley Cup, as far as the fan base, if you end up losing that game, we're in a whole different scenario. What we're talking to you about as far as maybe getting forward, how do you win a Stanley Cup? How big was that game 7 for the Panthers, for the franchise, and everything that it means for the game of hockey down here in South Florida?
Well, I'm very thankful that we're not having the alternate conversation.
Me too.
And you say it as a former player. I can barely skate, Billy. I mean, I never played for the Panthers. I didn't. So I can't imagine what it would be like to go up 3-0. And it would be bad enough to get to the final 2 years in a row and lose. Like, there was no shame in what happened against Vegas. That team was broken in half. They were done. They had no physical chance of winning that series. Credit to Vegas. Vegas survived the gamut. Florida did not. Florida was the rightful winner. You can live with that. Especially in this market where they haven't tasted success, where it's the they almost brace for the disappointment down here, and rightly so. I mean, it's, you know, the Marlins are good twice, and then they disappoint you. Everyone loves the Dolphins so much, and they live and die with every outcome. This would have been something totally different. This would have been so much worse. I don't know what this roster would have looked like. I don't know what fire and brimstone Paul would have come back with. It meant everything to the market. It meant everything to this core, to what Bill Zito has done. I mean, Bill Zito has this brilliant body of work for 4 years, and it all would have been erased. And that's not fair. I mean, it shouldn't be that way, but that's the reality, right? Like, they were going to be the team that forever and ever and ever blew a 3-0 lead. And I think, unfortunately, you know, 40 years from now, people are going to have to think for a minute or jump on their phones or whatever we're carrying around in 40 years to Google who won the cup in 2024. But had they lost that series, oh yeah, hockey people would have known forever and ever and ever. And then they would have lived in infamy, which nobody wants. So I'm just really, really thankful. And I've watched the goal 2,000 times. Still don't know how Sam Reinhart scored that goal. I don't know where I don't know how it got through the slot that it got through. I really don't. That's a low, even for a guy who made one out of every four shots all year last year, it's a pretty low percentage moment. And thankfully it went in, because the alternative would have been something dreadful. And I don't know what I would have written that night, but it probably wouldn't have made a whole lot of sense.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by. Again, you can find him on Twitter at @ByTimReynolds. He's one of our favorite associates, of course. And Tim, in looking at this team now gearing up for the season, we were talking about it in our opening segment. A lot of the folks nationally and a lot of folks on the outside might be focusing the story on who's not still here with this Panthers team. But I think especially in today's sports world where there are so many comings and goings, especially in a salary cap league like the National Hockey League is, I think the fact that this team's returning its 8 leading scorers, 8 of its top 9 forwards, 3 of its top 4 defensemen, Sergei Bobrovsky is still going to be starting the vast majority of the games in net, Paul Maurice is still the head coach. I think we have a kind of an odd amount of continuity with this Panthers team, wouldn't you say, for a team that is coming off this much success in a salary cap league?
In a salary cap league is the key part. It's an insane amount of continuity. And I even, unless it's like a truly hardcore Panther fan. Okay, so they brought back their 8 leading guys, the 8 leading scorers. I don't think anybody would guess that in that group, the oldest guy, and I think by more than a year, if I'm not mistaken, is Evan Rodriguez. He's older than Parkey. Like, it's crazy.
Yep.
So this is a team that, okay, they're not 23, a lot of these guys. Apologies to Anton Lundell, who turned 23 today. But these guys are all mid to late 20s. Rhino, Chucky, Verhage, Barkey still hasn't turned. I mean, Barkey still isn't 30, which is impossible because he's in his 27th year of being a Florida Panther, but he's still not 30, which is crazy. You know, these guys are either entering their peak or just getting to it. And the peak in hockey lasts a minute. It really does. Like, the core is built to last. And we're just talking about, you know, the leading scorers on this team. There's obviously a group of guys that people expect to make the jump. And, you know, I don't care that Bob is whatever Bob is, 36. We saw last year for 2 months for the biggest games there are, Bob was the best goalie on the planet for 2 months. Did he have some moments? Sure. He had some moments. He also had the bobbery, and he was so solid in game 7. So solid. The game, he had to play the game of his life in game 7. We don't talk enough. We talk about what Cooley did on that unbelievable play to set up the play where Rhino ends up scoring late in the second. We talk about the job the guys did defensively in the third. We're always going to talk about how they just would not let the puck out of cup corner, which is what I'm going to call it until somebody trademarks it for the last 14 seconds of that game. We don't talk about Bob and what he did in that game enough. This was that game. If Bob loses it, people would say, yeah, but he had a good career, but. And I don't know where Bob goes mentally. Even somebody as mentally strong as Bob, I don't know what happens to him after that game 7. Winning that game, Bob's a Hall of Famer now. I don't know if he was before June 24th, but he absolutely 100,000% is now. So, yeah, I know there's some numbers you can point to that say there's going to be regression. I expect regression in some areas just because the numbers are going to average out at some point. But this is still a really, really good hockey team. And anybody who can't see that so much of the core of the team that has been to the last 2 finals and has been really, really good for the last 24 months, they're still here. And there's no reason to think they're going anywhere. Like, I mean, there's going to be good teams, and I don't, record wise, I don't think they're going to get 110. I think there will be a dip in points, but if this group is healthy in April, forget it. I mean, if this group is healthy in April, nobody wants to see them in a best of 7, and that's what you want. You don't win it. Nobody hangs a banner for, we were really good in January. You hang a banner for, where you're really good in June. And this is now the core that's proven they can win in April, May, and June. That's to me, the continuity is everything, and that core is not talked about enough. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, Tim, the core is hugely important. I just you were talking about the goaltending there, and if this team is to go on to another run, the regular season's important, and what Stolarz did in the backup position last year. Just want to really get your thoughts on maybe Bobrovsky, that heavy workload, the playoffs. How important is Spencer Knight going to be to this team? And the second part of that question of up front, you have Lundell, you have Luostarinen, who I expect to take a jump, but you also have that spot that maybe Jesper Boqvist falls into, Sammy Samoskevich maybe gets a chance. How important is Spencer Knight going to be to this team and that third line specifically, providing maybe an even bigger boost than they had last year?
Well, let's start with the third line, Billy. I think it's certainly capable. You know, Mackey, of course, has been slowed in camp with the upper body. The buzz around him is real, and the people you talk to around the Panthers, like, I don't think he's taken himself out of the mix by missing these couple of weeks. I really don't. I think they're incredibly high on him. It is kind of funny, though. It's kind of to go back to Dougie's question a minute ago about people talked about what the Panthers lost and what they're missing. If the biggest question marks for this team are one spot on the third line and backup goalie, pretty good hockey club then, isn't it? I mean, seriously. Yeah. And those kind of are the big questions. Dougie and I have talked about this off air. We talked about this at the rink at a practice a couple of weeks ago. The fourth, I did a poor job writing about the fourth line last year. Fourth line was amazing. Fourth line wins you hockey games. Fourth line wins you hockey series. Third line wins you hockey series. We get too wrapped up in stars and stats. And I'm with you. I think Luostarinen, there's star in his name for a reason. I don't mean to make a pun. I'm sorry. But he's a kid that just turned 26. You know, Finn seemed to do really well with the Florida Panthers for some reason. I think he's comfortable in his own skin. He's certainly earned the trust of Paul Maurice, which is everything. His numbers will get better. Whether that means he contributes more or not, people get too wrapped up in the stats, but I think you're absolutely right when you identify him. To get to Spencer, I look at the salary, $4.5 million now. And he had a remarkable year in Charlotte. We're all hoping for the best in what he's, you know, gone through in his personal life. You know, he's open about his struggles with his mental health. And by all accounts, he's looked pretty darn good. I think we can all agree on that. He's looked pretty good at times here this fall. I still have to wonder, what are they going to do with Spencer Knight? You're not going to carry three, I don't think. Chris isn't here to be in Charlotte, so what ends up happening in the long term? If Bill Zito wants to use a chip, that's a pretty good chip, I think, to have in his pocket. Because Bob is a guy who needs to play a lot. And people talk about Bob's workload. It's not out of necessity, because the Panthers don't have other options. Bob is a rhythm guy. Bob has always been, and the day Dale Tallon brought him here, this was made very, very clear. If you told Bob he had to play 82 games, he would. Bob needs the work. He's just one of those guys that he can't sit for long times. He gets out of his rhythm. Goalies are very, very weird about this. So I think Bob's still going to play a lot, and I don't know long-term what they're going to end up deciding. But again, it's a pretty good problem to have when the big questions are third line centerman and backup goalie. That means you're probably going to be in the playoffs. You probably have a pretty good chance to do something special.
Tim Reynolds, the Associated Press.
All the goalies are unique, Tim. They're all unique. Everyone unique.
Yes, sir. Absolutely right. And by unique, we're being polite. They're just weird. Goalies are just weird. But it's a cool weird. It's just, unless you're a hockey goalie, you do not understand.
And maybe the most important position out there, especially when you get deep into May and June. He's Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. Kind enough to stop by, Tim. Before we let you get going, fill in the blank, because we're going to touch on it in our next segment. The Florida Panthers, and I should say, too, because of who the matchup is on Tuesday night, the Florida Panthers' top rival is?
The Boston Bruins.
You believe it is that it has become the Boston Bruins. All right, that's gonna take us into our next segment.
It's just, I mean, the Lightning are the Lightning. And, of course, we saw all the fun and frivolity last night from a Lightning-Panther preseason game. And I think we need about 18 more of those a year. By the way, quick aside, does hockey really need 37 preseason games? Do we really need this? Yeah. We don't. Stop doing this. It's silly. It's unbelievable. The Lightning are the Lightning, and they're always going to be the rivalry because it's always going to be, you know, brother versus brother. There's great respect between the organizations. We know that. Whether people want to admit it or not, it's not real fun to say it, but there's great respect between the organizations. New York, because of all the Snowbirds, because of all the transplants from the Empire State, like myself, a proud one-time resident of the Empire State who have found their way to South Florida for various reasons. The Rangers will always be special, but the on-ice product and a certain fight, I think, if there was any question, a certain fight that Matthew Tkachuk won last year in the playoffs might have finished the job. The league knew exactly what it was doing when they put the Bruins here on opening night. There's a lot the league did this year to the Panthers' schedule that I don't like. It's really road-heavy at the start. It's really road-heavy at the end. They've got 14 back-to-backs this year. They've only had 8 last year. They didn't do the Panthers too many favors with the schedule construction, but Panthers Bruins absolutely had to be the opening night thing. And people will say, well, the Bruins are going to be so fired up to come here on banner night and try to beat the Panthers. You're making the Bruins watch you raise a banner in your building. They're not going to like that very much. I think that's the final perk of the summer for the Florida Panthers. You're making the Bruins watch you show that banner to your fans for the first time. They are the rival, and it's going to be a heck of a regular season series. It's going to be a heck of an opening night, and you know they're going to see each other in the playoffs. Whatever, what round it is, who knows? You know they're going to see. For either team, both of which are obviously capable of winning a cup, they both have the talent to do it. They're going to have to go through each other at some point in April or May, and it's going to be awesome.
It's gotten to be a tradition, like Tim Reynolds coming on the 560 Sports WQAM season preview spectacular. You can find him on Twitter at @ByTimReynolds from the Associated Press. He is Tim Reynolds. Tim, what are you working on? Where can everybody find you other than the outlets that I just mentioned?
Oh, we're everywhere. We're apnews.com. Follow me on the Twitter. We'll be there opening night. We've got heat season starting. We've got NBA stuff going. We have an undefeated college football team in this town. Inter Miami just won the Supporters Shield. Broward, guys, Broward is the county of champions right now. Between the Panthers and Inter Miami, you know, stand up Broward. Good job by Broward right now.
Nice. Lots of fun.
Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi can't skate, but I'm telling you, sports that have offsides and goaltenders, there ain't no place better in the world than Broward County, kids. No place better in the world. We own hockey. We own soccer.
There you have it. He's Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. Tim, as always, thank you so much for stopping by.
See you at the parade, guys.
We'll see you at the parade. Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. We're up against it. We're going to step aside. We'll come back. Billy and I will give our thoughts on who we believe the Panthers' top rival is. Some sound bites coming up on the other side as well. We'll hear from Anton Lundell in a few moments. We continue along, cruising along. It's our season preview special, Panthers season preview special, right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to Panthers Preview on the home of the Panthers. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to our Panthers preseason special here on 560 Sports WQAM with you until 8 o'clock here in the Eastern Time Zone. Quick segment here. We had some sound bites, but I'm gonna be Peyton Manning of radio here, and we're going to call an audible at the line of scrimmage, and we're going to move those down the road. We're going to change some things. Yes, Omaha. We're going to change some things right now. But, Billy, we asked Tim Reynolds last segment because the Panthers are opening with Boston on Tuesday in a nationally televised game. He said the Boston Bruins are the Panthers' top rival. Billy, I'm agreeing with Tim. I understand there's some extra juice when the Lightning play. You have the geographical rivalry. When the Panthers play the Rangers, Carolina, the Leafs, you've got prior playoff, the prior playoff competitive juices flowing there. But I think the Panthers' top rival at this point in time, and I think for the foreseeable future, is the Boston Bruins. In about 2 minutes, what do you think?
Yeah, it has to be Boston. For the only one element is because they're mean. You go back. Tampa Bay's not far behind it. We've had the playoff series. They've been able to grind it out. But even Paul Maurice said last year, the toughest and most brutal series physically was the one against Boston. And it was the year before. And it's not going to continue to be any different. And there is a lot of dislike. It's been built up between these two teams. And when you got a Marchand on the other side and a Charlie Coyle and a McAvoy, guys that are they got a lot of guys that just play with an edge. You go up and down the roster, and it's the same with the Panthers. And when they go after it, it's toe to toe, as hard as you can go, hit everything in sight. And those last two playoff series that they won against Boston, to beat them out, to knock them out when they were set the record for the most points in a regular season ever. You win in dramatic fashion in game seven. And then you have to go through another really tough Boston team on the way to the Stanley Cup that was absolutely brutal. When two things happen like that in back-to-back years, Boston is the rival. Make no bones about it. Tampa Bay was there. They're kind of – we're in the upswing. Tampa Bay sort of in their downswing trying to keep it together. The two heated rivalries are Boston and Florida.
And they'll play again on Tuesday night. And when you have the Panthers and the Bruins hitting the ice, an Atlantic Division matchup, both teams have been good, will continue to be good. There's star power in the matchup. Boston's still waiting on their goaltender and everything to get sorted out there. But we'll see how things develop as far as that goes over the course of the season. Then there's the fact that a lot of the moves Boston's made, whether it be this offseason or the one prior, seem to be fueled by the fact that they were ousted by the Panthers in back-to-back playoff runs. So Boston seems to be making a couple of moves, whether it be bringing in a guy like Nikita Zadorov or bringing in a guy like Elias Lindholm, moves that seem to be fueled by, hey, we might have to match up against the Panthers again. These guys might help us if that matchup comes along. So that adds to the rivalry as well. That takes the back up to the top of the hour, I should say, getting to the end of hour number one. But we have another hour to go for you. Coming up next segment, we'll hear from Anton Lundell. Jameson Olive's going to stop by. Billy and I will make some predictions. We've got some sound bites coming up a little bit later on in the program. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay, Danny Garcia steering the ship. It's the annual Florida Panthers preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.